two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's toasty, 80 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The Great Salt Lake has a lot of new water, but is it enough? It's not enough, rather, to cover up all the toxic lake bed.
The Great Salt Lake has risen about 5 feet since it hit an all-time record low in November. But according to the Great Salt Lake Collaborative, the lake still needs another 6 feet before dust doesn't have as much of an impact on public health. Laura Vernon, the Great Salt Lake Basin Planner with the Division of Water Resources, previously told me Farmington Bay is still one of the biggest trouble spots for dust, even though there's more water there now than just a trickle fighting its way in from the Jordan River last year.
That and the waterfowl management areas were primarily the only places with water in Farmington Bay. And now when you look out, you just see, increased acres of wet lake bed.
Based on previous estimates, it's not likely we'll make up all 6 feet this year. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We have more smoky skies today, but that smoke is not expected to stick around past tomorrow.
The particulate levels have already started to drop and are considerably lower than they have been over the weekend, so we should be good to go by tomorrow, and the weather changes and the wind comes from a different direction.
Bo Call with Utah Division of Air Quality tells Utah's Morning News winds from the north pushed wildfire smoke from western Canada, but south winds will start tomorrow. A 12-year-old girl is in the hospital after she was rescued from the water at Gunlock Falls in southern Utah. The girl was found unconscious by rescue teams yesterday. KSL.com reports she was flown to St. George Regional Hospital. Gunlock State Park officials say there are slick conditions near the Gunlock waterfalls as well as debris in the water. Most Utah high schools have a high graduation rate as graduations are held this week. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson spoke to a high school counselor about the rate.
Viewmont High School counselor Spencer Kennington says he expects over 90% of their seniors to graduate. Students can still turn in work up to almost the last minute to qualify. He says most years have been pretty steady as far as their percentage of graduates, but the statistics aren't what educators are worried about. They prefer to look at individual student needs.
And Utah typically falls in the upper 80% for graduation rate, which is very similar to the national rate, according to the National Center for Educational Statistics. KSL's top national stories. White House negotiators are on Capitol Hill today as the president and the House Speaker prep for another round of debt ceiling talks.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last spoke Sunday morning. The two framing their conversation as productive, though McCarthy says he and the president remain far apart. Sources familiar tell ABC News the two camps are at odds over some core points, including defense spending and whether to increase work requirements for some federal aid programs. The Treasury Secretary is pushing for a deal soon, warning the country could enter default as soon as June 1st. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
New York City leaders want the federal government to expedite work visas for new arrivals.
We are joined, all these leaders and all of you, in a common goal. That is to get them situated, these asylum seekers situated, get them shelter, get them food, get them legal services, and then help them get to work.
Governor Kathy Hochul says almost 6,000 asylum seekers arrived in the last week. Other national stories KSL is following. Brian Koberger, the graduate student accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death last November, is pleading not guilty.
Prosecutors foregoing a planned preliminary hearing that would have given the defense a preview of their case. But Koberger's former public defender says the grand jury indictment could work in Koberger's favor.
The less information that's given to the public and talked about in the media, it certainly protects Brian's right to a fair trial and his due process rights.
LaBar says the defense can now depose witnesses and use that testimony in trial. Meanwhile, prosecutors are mounting evidence, more than 20,000 pieces, including DNA.
ABC's Kana Whitworth reporting. Koberger stood silent today while the judge entered a plea of not guilty. We'll have more on what this means for the trial with KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. That's coming up at 12:45. The record high number of pedestrian deaths across the country is creating a push for more walkable communities. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Both pedestrian safety and greater access to public transit are gaining traction. The Provo Daily Herald reports residents are pushing for more funding to improve travel by bike and on foot on busy roads. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says pedestrian fatalities rose 13% last year and biking deaths were up 2%. To that end, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is making pedestrian safety a priority, as well as other mayors and city councils across the U.S. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Right now, Valley Freeway traffic, it's been holding up really well. We have had a crash in the cleanup stages at North Temple and 3rd West, one also called out at Redwood Road and about 1800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
I want to walk you through how these kind of negotiations actually play out.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Save your wallet as you travel for Memorial Day. Get a Utah Mobile driver's license and keep your wallet in your bag. Go to ut.mobiledl.us for more info.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Great Salt Lake is filling, but we still have a dust problem along the Wasatch Front. Experts say the lake needs to rise another 6 feet before we don't have to worry about the toxic dust. KSL News Time 1208. Our wacky water year is going to mean good and bad news for this year's algal blooms. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
All this snow melt means colder, deeper reservoirs, and the Division of Environmental Quality says that will keep the blooms at bay at least for a while.
The flip side is that we also have seen a lot of flooding and scouring, which introduces additional nutrient pollution into our water bodies, which feeds the algae.
Environmental scientist Hannah Bonner says the more food, the more blooms.
It might be that they're better for the first part of the summer and then they get worse later in the summer.
She says everyone should help to keep Utah's water clear.
Being careful about the amount of fertilizer we put on our lawns, picking up animal poop, cleaning out our gutters. Those are all things that we can personally do that also helps limit algae growth.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The head of the World Health Organization for Animal Health is urging poultry producers to vaccinate their birds against the avian influenza or the bird flu. It's already killed millions of domestic chickens and turkeys around the world, as well as wild birds. Reuters reports the United States and other countries are worried about vaccination requirements because they might result in trade restrictions. The Fast and Furious movie led the box office this weekend, but the real money was coming in overseas.
Let's race!
Fast X peeled out to a somewhat tepid $67.5 million this weekend. That's enough to knock Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 out of the top spot, but that's the smallest opening for a Fast and Furious sequel since Tokyo Drift in 2006.
You gotta be kidding me.
Considering its hefty $340 million budget, it still has some catching up to do.
You will never be able to break my family.
Fortunately for the series, the movie raced to $251 million at the international box office. This makes for a worldwide opening weekend of $319 million, and that's how these movies make money.
Boom.
The Fast and Furious franchise has relied on international box office since the series turned into a street racing version of James Bond more than 10 years ago. I'm Kevin Carr.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Good speeds on all the valley freeways, and that is in spite of one freeway crash. It's southbound I-15 at 90th South, out of traffic on the right shoulder. It's not going to get in your way, but just keep an eye out for crews on the scene there. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are crash-free. We do have an accident in the final clearing stages at 3rd West and North Temple, and one called out at Redwood Road at about 1800 South. Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering spring air conditioning tune-ups for only $59. Call 801-825-4500 to schedule today. A Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about a high of 85 degrees today and a chance for storms by afternoon and evening? Overnight lows in the 60s, cloudy skies. We'll then go to 82 tomorrow, chance for storms by afternoon and evening, but you'll notice the cleaner air. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and right now 80 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. Could Utah build a commuter train to Idaho and Nevada? Officials are considering it, but they need to figure out how to fund it. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you looking for a financial institution that puts your needs first? Look no further than Deseret First Credit Union. They understand the importance of building a strong financial foundation. That's why they offer a range of financial services to help you achieve your financial goals. From checking and savings accounts to loans and credit cards, they have you covered. But it's not just about the products and services. Deseret First Credit Union believes in putting their members first. As a member-owned credit union, they exist to serve their members and their community, not shareholders. By banking with Deseret First Credit Union, you become part of a community that cares about your financial well-being. They offer personalized customer service and a range of resources to help you make informed financial decisions. So why wait? Join Deseret First Credit Union today and experience the difference of banking with an institution that puts your needs first. Online at dfcu.com or stop by one of their branches to get started. Deseret First Credit Union. Safe, secure banking.
Troy, we made it. We got through winter, second winter, full spring, the pollinating, and now we finally come to summer.
Don't say the S word.
What, summer?
Stop! You'll spook it away.
Spook summer.
Please!
No way all this happened just because I said summer. Okay, I believe you.
But that's why RVs are so great. You can keep camping through all that ugly early season weather.
That's big. You only get so many camping days with your kids each year.
And Bish's RV makes sure you don't miss a minute of camping season.
It's also why we're throwing a massive Memorial Day sale right now.
We've got bunkhouse travel trailers as low as $199 per month OAC.
All 2022s are reduced to move with no reasonable offer refused.
90 days, no payments, OAC for 3 months of all play and no pay.
And more than max trade-in value on your current RV. Take that, summer. I'm sorry, just checking.
Come to the Memorial Day sale at Bish's RV in North Salt Lake and American Fork, previously Stewart's RV. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
Stock number 69455, 45748. Subject to prior sale. DL426B, DL882B. See dealer for details.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music at a live performance at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Coming up at the Symphony, a fitting farewell to music director Terry Fisher, Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3 with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square and the Madeline Choir School. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Disney Concerts and the Utah Symphony proudly present Star Wars: The Force Awakens in concert. Relive the action and adventure on the edge of your seat as the Utah Symphony performs John Williams' Oscar-winning music live in sync with the film. June 23rd and 24th at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. Don't miss Star Wars: The Force Awakens in concert.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
despite a huge rise in water levels at the Great Salt Lake, we still have a ways to go before toxic dust becomes less of a concern. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is pleading not guilty. His defense has asked for a 6-week trial. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Cleanup continues on a crash in Sandy. This is southbound I-15 at 90th South. All the vehicles are out of traffic over to the shoulder. It's a delay-free drive on all the valley freeways at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mid-80s today with a chance for storms, but the smoke is clearing out. I'm Matt Johnson.
Boy, it warmed up quickly. 80 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A court appearance for the suspect in the murders of four Idaho college students last year.
All rise.
Wearing an orange jail shirt and pants, tall and thin, Brian Koberger walked into court and sat down. He stood silently when asked to enter his plea, so the judge did it for him.
I'm going to enter not guilty pleas.
There will be no preliminary hearing because Koberger was indicted. His trial is set for October 2nd. Prosecutors have about 2 months to decide if they'll go for the death penalty. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are expected to meet in a few hours from now with talks to raise the debt ceiling at a standstill. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The White House says that the president has already agreed to some spending cuts, but there are some that are not negotiable for the president, and that includes things like cuts to people's health care coverage. Sources say, though, that the president did put on the table spending cuts to things that would have limited military spending and some domestic spending, but House Republicans rejected that, saying it did not go far enough.
The Treasury says the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st. Almost a year later, there are plans to demolish Robb Elementary School, site of a shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 students and two educators dead. Officials are also finalizing an agreement to hold some of the responding law enforcement accountable.
It's been a bunch of BS, and we've been here, and we're still waiting for answers that we are. But we're moving forward to get those answers now. And as soon as we have our report, which should have been done, but it's not, then I can promise you whatever action that we need to take, we will take.
Mayor Don McLaughlin. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott made it official today. He's running for president. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to enter the race later this week. Delaware Democratic Senator Tom Carper, meanwhile, says he won't seek re-election. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new railroad to Idaho and Nevada is closer to becoming a reality. UTA is looking to get some federal funds to help study the idea. Deseret News columnist Jay Evenson sits on the KSL Deseret News editorial board, and he just finished hearing from UTA.
There are two things that always come to mind when you're talking about this. One is potential ridership, if it's there, and the other is cost. And you look at some high-speed rail projects underway in California. They passed a $9 billion bond in 2009 to build a high-speed rail between San Francisco and Los Angeles. They haven't laid any track yet, and the cost is now way up there. It's about $28 billion.
Without anything laid yet?
Without any. And they're saying, well, there's been inflation, and there's, you know, been these other problems. So that's not a really good track record to go on when you're talking about this kind of a thing. But I don't know if you've ever – I have family in Los Angeles. So I made the mistake one weekend. I think I'm going to leave on Friday. I'm going to go home. Between Los Angeles and Vegas is bumper-to-bumper traffic on a Friday night. But once you leave Las Vegas, it's crickets. There's no traffic between there and here on a weekend. And so – I think there's probably enough interest in going from L.A. to Las Vegas. I'm just not sure you'd get that much ridership from Salt Lake to Las Vegas.
But Evenson tells David Dujanovic rail lines could potentially mean people could live in St. George and take an hour and a half long train ride to Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's the final cleanup of a crash on southbound I-15 at 90th South. As soon as one more vehicle pulls away, we are back to an all-clear drive on all the valley freeways. And we have no delays anywhere in sight. And that's on the freeways and the main secondaries. A report of an accident at Redwood Road at about 1700, 1800 South. I'm not seeing any kind of delays in the area. Where I do see some busy traffic on Redwood Road, it's going to be in Utah County, especially between the Lehigh Main Street, Cedar Fort Road, down to Pony Express Parkway. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. How about some cleaner air trying to get in here? Today we still deal with lesser amounts of smoke, moderate air quality, chance for storms by afternoon, high of 85. Cleaner air tomorrow, but a chance for storms by afternoon, high of 82. We keep it at 83 for your Wednesday, chance for afternoon storms. PM storms persist on Thursday, high of 83. We keep it in the low 80s for the weekend, but partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, sunshine, 80 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow down by about 87 points right now. A complete update of your bunny news coming up next.
It's Summit Harley's pre-owned red tag sale this week. Hundreds of Harleys under the big tent tag with liquidation pricing. Save $2,000, $4,000, even $6,000 at Summit Harley's pre-owned red tag sale. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no worries. Summit Harley is accepting 100% of all credit applications. Repos trucked in and the owner says 50 used bikes must go this week. You don't need perfect credit, don't need a cash down payment. Summit Harley Davidson is the number one volume Harley Davidson dealer in Utah. Pre-owned red tag sale ends this Saturday on approved credit.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
Psychic Hotline, how can I help you?
I need to know what happens tonight on the season finale of The Voice.
Ooh, I see five amazing artists performing live.
To win America's vote, yes?
When I see a cowboy.
Blake, it's Blake's last season. What happens to Blake?
No spoilers. You have to watch live.
Is there anything else?
Yes, it will be amazing.
I knew it!
All will be revealed on the season finale of The Voice tonight on NBC.
Then, on KSL 5 News at 10.
This is Mike Hedrick. From self-driving cars to ChatGPT, artificial intelligence is revolutionizing our lives. But what does the future hold?
It doesn't take days. It doesn't take hours. You can do that in minutes.
Join me as I break down the true reality of the past, the present, and future of the technology.
AI is a very, very big world. It's really about exploring what's possible.
AI Revolution, live and streaming tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
KSL News Time, 12:25. The ground shook along Florida's central coast yesterday as SpaceX launched its second private space flight.
Engines full power. And liftoff, Falcon 9.
With space travel veteran Peggy Whitson in the commander's seat, two Saudi astronauts and paying passenger John Schaffner lifted off Sunday evening for a rendezvous with the International Space Station. The launch went off without a hitch, as did the return of the recyclable first-stage rocket. After hoisting the crew capsule 46 miles into the air,
stage one landing leg deploy.
The Falcon 9 rocket gently touched down back at Cape Canaveral to be cleaned up and prepared for its next launch. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, more than 400,000 waffle irons are getting recalled over reports that the machines have burned their users. Top product safety watchdog in the U.S. says Empower Brands machines have sprayed out bits of waffle or stuffing that left a few dozen users with burn injuries. Frazzle, Free Frazzle Friday is coming to Utah. The company offers frozen flavored slushies like Blue Razzmatazz, Georgia Peach. You can find your free drink at Maverick, Top Stop, Good to Go, and other locations. The share of immigrants in the U.S. labor force has reached a 27-year high. This record comes amid a labor squeeze in industries like hospitality and construction. More than half the new workers in the U.S. are foreign-born. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 97 points, sitting at 33,329. S&P, it's up by 7. The NASDAQ up by 70 points. KSL Sports, University of Utah women's softball team is advancing to the super regional round of the NCAA tournament. The Utes beat Ole Miss 4-1 will now host either San Diego State or Liberty in the tournament. Utah is now just 2 wins away from a trip to the College World Series. And a Japanese ice cream brand just broke a world record for the most expensive ice cream. The company wanted to break that record. It has edible gold leaf and a white truffle grown. One bowl of this will cost you more than $60,000. I don't think so. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:27.
It may be summer, but the news isn't slowing down this year.
Ankle deep water at Wasatch Hollow.
Guilty on all charges. State leaders going into a special session.
Make KSL your go-to each morning this summer. Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda starts at 5. We talk through the biggest stories with Dave and DeGenovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1. Then drive home with key news updates with Jeff Kaplan from 3 to 7. Your all-summer companion for news. KSL News Radio.
At
aimyourdigital.com will help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Refresh your home for the summer for less when you buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And get ready for fun gatherings by saving $100 on the Style Selections Pelham Bay 5-piece dining set. Now just $124. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 531 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, the crash in Sandy has cleared southbound I-15 at 90th South. And we're looking at an all-clear drive on all the valley freeways. But a new accident popping up in Davis County, a crash westbound Shepherd Lane at Highway 89 in Layton. It is blocking a right lane of travel. Don't miss the grand opening of Fat Cats in Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road, Friday, May 26, starting at 11 a.m. Fat Cats, the best place for family fun. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're looking at another warm day, highs in the mid-80s, at least 10 above the normal, a little bit of smoke, and a chance for storms by afternoon. Overnight lows on the mild side in the 60s. We'll go to 82 tomorrow, cleaner air, and another round of thunderstorms by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, nice sunshine, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Water experts say it's going to take more than one big year to fill the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Ever since the Great Salt Lake hit its lowest level on record in November, concerns over things like arsenic in the exposed lake bed have only grown. Despite about 5 feet of new water from winter and spring runoff, Ben Steierman with the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says it's not going to be enough to fix the problem.
This is a great year. It is covering up a lot of that lake bed that was exposed. However, it's not going to cover up all of the exposed lake beds.
The state legislature recently approved funding for 5 new dust monitors around the lake, and while research into the dust and its effects are still in the works, Steierman says you can't go wrong with getting more water into the lake.
Hopefully through conservation and, you know, another good snowpack, we may get there in the next year or two.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Biden administration has reached a landmark deal with states aimed at keeping more water in the Colorado River, the lower Colorado River Basin states, including California, Arizona, and Nevada, are agreeing to save an unprecedented 3 million acre-feet of water through 2026 to get $1 billion in federal funding. Wildfire smoke from Canada is going to keep the skies hazy today, but it's going to clear out pretty soon. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says a low-pressure system is going to help move the smoke out of the Wasatch Front.
That's going to usher in some cleaner air as we work through tonight into tomorrow. So I think by tomorrow afternoon, you're going to notice cleaner air.
Matt says it's possible the smoke could come back this weekend. However, it's still really up in the air. Most air quality monitoring stations are in the moderate level today. How would a U.S. default on the debt impact Utah? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Eretz reports the biggest chunk of federal money coming into Utah helps those on Social Security.
About $15 billion of federal money flows into Utah and goes directly to Utahns. That's for things like Social Security or federal employees who work here. Another $10 billion helps fund our social programs. That's another big group who could be hit, says the governor's Office of Planning and Budget. And while they stress the probability of default is low, the economic impact could be high. The governor's chief economist saying a default would be like an economic downturn, similar to the Great Recession.
It's also important to note the federal government hasn't said which payments are most likely not to be made. A 12-year-old girl who nearly drowned at Gunlock State Park yesterday is in the hospital in St. George. Devin Chavez with Utah State Parks told David Djanovic the girl was swimming with her family when she was caught in a strong current in a relatively shallow pool.
That
current did pull her over to that side, and the current did cause her to go under, and it essentially held her down.
Family and state parks personnel were able to free her from the current. Chavez says that she was going in and out of consciousness when she was flown to the hospital. As we reach the peak of our spring runoff, rivers are flowing fast and heavy. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has tips for you to stay safe around the rivers.
The short answer, stay away from the rivers over the next couple of weeks. That's the advice from the Wasatch County Search and Rescue. Over the next couple of weeks, rivers like Provo, Weber, and Ogden are expected to experience very high rushing waters, which is very dangerous for children, families, and animals recreating on the banks.
Spring runoff flooding around the Wasatch Front is expected to peak over the Memorial Day weekend. KSL's top national stories. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students has had a not guilty plea entered on his behalf. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
All rise. Wearing an orange jail shirt and pants, tall and thin, Brian Koberger walked into court and sat down. He stood silently when asked to enter his plea, so the judge did it for him.
I'm going to enter not guilty pleas.
There will be no preliminary hearing because Koberger was indicted. His trial is set for October 2nd. Prosecutors have about 2 months to decide if they'll go for the death penalty. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A probe is continuing in Uvalde, Texas, 1 year after a school shooting at Robb Elementary. Mayor Don McLaughlin told families today that they still don't have the answers as to why police responded the way they did.
Everybody that was there that day has to be held accountable, whether it be the school police department, the Uvalde police department, every agency that was there. This is my opinion. It's been a bunch of BS. We've been a year, and we're still waiting for answers that we are.
21 people were killed in that shooting, including 19 children. We are learning more today about a child who died last week while in immigration custody in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan has the update.
The 8-year-old girl was a Panamanian citizen who entered the United States with her Honduran parents on May 9th. Her mother has told the AP that she pleaded with customs officials to take her daughter to a hospital when she started having breathing problems, but that when they did, it was too late. Customs and Border Protection says the child had a history of health issues, including heart surgery performed when she was 5. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
First look traffic. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
A nice drive on the Valley Freeways. A crash in Farmington. This is Highway 89 at Shepherd Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Plain KSL News Radio.
The largest bank run in U.S. history.
Construction of the West Davis Corridor continues. In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had 7 different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started, here's this, move this. And he explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan. Identify a meeting place outside your home in case of fire and outside your neighborhood in case you're separated in a disaster. Get a kit. Besides your disaster kit, have at least a 2-week supply of food and water stored at home. Be informed. Check your earthquake and flood insurance for your home. And finally, get involved. Remember, when family members take action toward preparedness, you will all be ready. Visit beready.utah.gov and get details. That's beready.utah.gov.
Don't be worried. Be ready. KSL News Radio is partnering with Be Ready Utah to provide the plans your family needs for an emergency, the tools and supplies to keep on hand, and the knowledge on how to keep a cool head. It's Be Ready Utah. Listen for Be Ready tips and tools each Tuesday with Dave Dujanovic. Plus, find the latest preparation info at beready.utah.gov. That's beready.utah.gov. Be Ready Utah with KSL News Radio.
It's Motorcycle Safety Month. Riders, make sure you're seen out there by wearing bright clothing and a light-colored helmet, and always have your headlight on. Be seen. Be safe. See UtahMotorcycleTraining.com for more tips.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story this hour, we're still going to need more water to help solve the dust problem along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Adam Small will continue to follow that story for us throughout the day. KSL News Time, 1238. Journalist Bob Woodward is trying to dismiss a lawsuit by former President Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Between December 2019 and August 2020, Bob Woodward interviewed then-President Trump 19 times for his book Rage. Trump is suing Woodward for $50 million, claiming he only consented to the interviews for the written version and not for the audiobook. Woodward said government officials cannot own the words they speak while carrying out official duties. He said Trump never objected to being recorded, never said he was prohibited from using the recordings, and was under no obligation to mothball his interviews. Woodward said Trump's lawsuit should be dismissed in its entirety. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott has entered the 2024 GOP presidential field. He will be eager to introduce himself to voters who might not know much about him. He will be the first to say his Christian faith is an integral part of his political and personal narrative. He joined the Senate in 2012 after getting appointed by now rival Nikki Haley and is the only Black Republican in the chamber. Would you be able to jump in and wrangle a giant alligator?
For what it's worth, I'm Sherry Preston. Spotting an alligator anytime can shake somebody up, even in a place like Missouri City, Texas, where it's not uncommon to spot them. However,
he was ginormous. He was huge, so I've never seen one that big up close.
Cornelius Gregg, driving home one recent night and all of a sudden spotting a certified monster laying across the road 11 feet long and weighing in at more than half a ton.
One, I didn't get out of my car. Two, I called the police and let them handle it. I'm not an animal guy, so I just let the experts handle it.
Enter Timothy DeRama with Texas Alligator Control.
But an alligator this easy could knock my leg off real easy.
He says it took several hours to wrangle the gator, which experts think is probably about 85 years old. After finally getting it into the bed of a pickup, the alligator took a 100-mile ride to its new home, a sanctuary where it will live with even bigger gators. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm not going to be wrangling any gators. How about you, Ricky?
Not at all. Not at all.
Traffic and weather is brought to you every 10 minutes on the nines by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening on our roads?
It's a good drive on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. We do have a crash in Farmington, so Davis County drivers, watch for this one. Westbound Shepherd Lane at Highway 89 in Farmington. Right now, they are blocking a right lane of travel. You can still get through. Just use some caution. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've still got a little bit of smoke out there. Expect moderate air quality and a chance for storms by afternoon, high of 85. Overnight, we've got cloudy skies, mild temperatures in the 60s. 82 tomorrow with a southwest flow that'll bring in cleaner air, but it'll also help kick off some showers and storms by evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, a weird thing happened in an Idaho courtroom today. In the case against Brian Koberger, he's accused of killing four University of Idaho students. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas will join me to talk about the strangest that occurred. That's coming up next.
Troy, I'm depressed. Bitch's RV in American Fork is killing it.
What's depressing about that?
Stewart's RV managers and staff are still here, so we've got the same incredible customer service.
That's good.
And we brought in new RV brands like Ember RV and GoPlay Travel Trailers.
Also good.
And now you can shop hundreds more RVs at bitches.com.
Still waiting for the sad part.
I'm used to being a mentor. but I'm turning into a manatee.
You do have the same shape. Bish's RV is now open in American Fork. Come see us at the previous Stewart's RV or at our North Salt Lake location. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
If you're in need of a tooth replacement, it's important to understand all your options. Grandpa's Dental combines experience and the latest in dental technology to bring you the information you need when choosing dental treatment options for you and your family. At Grandpa's Dental, they know great results can be achieved when treatment is tailored to each individual's needs. Grandpa's Dental mission is to provide only the highest quality and personalized dental care at an affordable price. And they've been in town for over 15 years. At Grandpa's Dental, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable staff, experienced professionals, and a comfortable and pleasant environment for you and your family's dental needs. So, if you need an implant, crown, or denture, get to know all your options. Call one of Grandpa's Dental offices today in Orem, Murray, or West Jordan, or go to grandpasdental.com to schedule a free consultation today. Grandpasdental.com. That's grandpasdental.com.
Quality, speed, value for your money, and $1,000 off any roof replacement. That's the IWC advantage. IWC, Intermountain West Contractors, delivers on the things most important to you when it comes time to replace your roof. There could be a dozen different reasons why your roof needs replacement, but just one answer to the problem, IWC. With IWC, you get quality because roof replacement is their specialty, and each job comes complete with the best warranties from the most trusted roofing material manufacturers in America. You get speed because IWC understands your time is valuable. In most cases, they can replace an entire roof in just one day. And with IWC, there's the value of knowing they use top-tier quality materials in every installation and deliver it all at an affordable price. And now, for a limited time, save $1,000 on a roof replacement project. Visit IWCroofing.com or call 801-232-5690. That's 801-232-5690.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there's still a lot of exposed lake bed around the Great Salt Lake, and water managers say it's going to take more than just this year to cover a lot of it again. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the economic impact would be high in Utah if the U.S. defaults on its debt. The governor's chief economist says it would be similar to the Great Recession. Third, traffic and weather together. And here's Ricky Meese.
Just one accident. It's in Davis County in Farmington, Highway 89 at Shepherd Lane. It is blocking a right lane going westbound. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
85 with a chance for storms today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it isn't Republicans that are holding up negotiations to raise the debt ceiling, and he says time is not on anyone's side.
Better to have a deal sooner. I think we can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it.
The Treasury says the U.S. could default on its debts as early as June 1st. Almost a year after a deadly shooting, officials in Uvalde, Texas, say they'll demolish Robb Elementary School. They also plan to hold some of the responding law enforcement officers responsible. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott has announced he is running for president. Later this week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is also expected to enter the race. Irish actor Ray Stevenson, best known for his roles in HBO's Rome and the Thor movies, has died at the age of 58. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students, Brian Koberger, is pleading not guilty. But KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas has been following this case. He joins me now live. And this was a strange one, Greg, because Koberger's attorney said that we are standing silent. So he didn't actually say he was pleading not guilty. So what? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I was real surprised at that too, Maria. And I couldn't figure out what he was doing. I mean, there's one guess I would hazard, and maybe I'm risking this, but maybe his client wants to plead guilty and the attorney's sort of not ready to let him do that yet. Or maybe the client has just said, I'm not going to say anything, and he's just following the client's wishes. But you're right, that was a very unusual thing. A judge couldn't have accepted the guilty plea today anyway, so it was really of no consequence, but it was unusual.
Have you ever heard that term before, that we are standing silent?
No. I mean, I've been in court when the defendant just refuses to answer the question, are you pleading guilty or not guilty? Maybe it's the same thing, and the judge just enters the not guilty plea for them. But, I mean, in the 41 years I've practiced law, I've probably seen that, you know, you can count on one hand. But what happened today, I haven't seen. And I don't think it's consequential. I don't think it's going to make a difference in the case at all. It's just right now.
Yeah. So you don't think that this will have any, you don't think it means anything for the trial moving forward? Or what would be your take?
Nothing at all. I think it's going to proceed on a normal track. They had a preliminary hearing scheduled, and now that's been vacated because the grand jury has indicted him on the same charges. So that preempts the preliminary hearing. There won't be one. And the trial is set for October, I think. But this is a four-count case, Maria, and the state of Idaho hasn't elected yet whether they're going to proceed with the death penalty. They have to do that within 60 days of the arraignment, which was today.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a death penalty case, it will certainly bump the trial date. I don't think they could be prepared for a death penalty case that soon.
Explain for
us. I still don't think it's likely to go.
Yeah, explain for us why it would take longer if it is a death penalty case. What goes into that that's different?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's sort of, we saw that with Lori Vallow and Chad Daybill, that the judge just wouldn't let the government proceed with a death penalty on Lori because they haven't given her enough time. Chad may still very well face it. But it just takes, there's two phases. There's a guilt phase and a penalty phase. And the penalty phase itself is almost like a separate trial just to determine whether the accused should get the death penalty or some lesser sentence. So the state really needs to prepare two separate trials. The court needs to clear its calendar for two separate long trials, and the jury needs to be out of commission, you know.
All right.
So it just takes a lot longer.
All right. And you say we should expect to know within 60 days whether or not they're going to actually ask for the death penalty.
Yeah, the state of Idaho by rule has to make that election within 60 days of the arraignment. And even though the accused didn't say the words not guilty, today was technically his arraignment.
All right. Greg, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
It's a really good drive up and down the I-15 corridor between Willard Bay and Provo. The rest of your valley freeways, crash-free, delay-free. We have an accident for Davis County drivers. This is Shepherd Lane at Highway 89. It's blocking a westbound right lane of travel. Also a crash, 1800 South and 9th West. Visit the largest swim spa and hot tub super center in the state at Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America. Hot tubs starting as low as $49.99 MSRP. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out in the mid-80s with a chance for storms today and some smoky skies. 82 tomorrow, chance for storms by afternoon, but cleaner air. We'll go low 80s for Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for PM storms each day. Now we work into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looks like partly cloudy skies with highs in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets, mixed numbers today. The Dow is improving, though, down by 48 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT 4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Our risk of flooding is expected to peak in the next week. If you are concerned about flooding, you would like the latest breaking news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500. Again, text the word news.
You know how they always used to ask you in grade school, what do you want to be when you grow up? I bet I'm the only kid who ever stood proud and said, I want to be a rain gutter or siding installer. Jim Jr. here with RGS Exteriors, and man, I can still remember all those wannabe astronauts and quarterbacks looking at me like I was an idiot. Who would want to install rain gutters or siding? Somebody who is a fourth generation in business. That's who. My great-grandfather, T.R. Brown, started the company in the 50s. Then my grandfather took over from him, then my dad, Tim Sr., and now I've been at the helm since 2005. Every day I wake up and think, man, I'm living the dream. And now my own kids are starting to work in the business too. Five generations. If you want gutters, siding, windows, or any exteriors on your home, and a company that really cares deep down to our souls, give RGS a call. 801-280-3110 or find us online, rgsutah.com. That's rgsutah.com. 801-280-3110, rgsutah.com.
I'm Jenny Taylor.
And I'm Michelle Scharf. We are excited to invite you to listen to our podcast, Relentlessly Resilient. Each week, a guest shares their own powerful stories of enduring challenges and the tools of resiliency they have learned along the way. Sometimes it's the small steps of finding their support system, knowing that they're loved, and being kind to themselves.
And what I love is that we can see everybody has a story, something they've been through, lessons they've learned, something to share and add to this conversation. We all come away uplifted and enlightened and really educated on certain steps we can take and tools we can develop ourselves so that we can also move forward and live our best lives.
Find us on KSLpodcast.com, the KSL News Radio app, or your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, whatever you do today, remember to be kind. You have no idea the struggles other people are dealing with in their lives.
KSL News Time, 12:54. We are hearing from parents involved in a pilot study of Uber's new teen account feature. Now, the feature would let kids as young as 13 have their own Uber account. Ruth Stern is an Arizona mother who was involved in this pilot program.
Really, there aren't too many options where we live. I couldn't be two places at once, and I could get my child home safely from a location and still be with my other child.
Young teen accounts would be overseen by their parents, and parents can track their kids' rides real time. KSL News Time, 12:55, watching Utah's money. The head of Warner Brothers Discovery faced 100 protesters at Boston University's commencement speech. Now, the critics chanted and carried signs in support of Hollywood's 11,000 striking writers, besides a giant inflatable rat. China is telling its most important companies to stop using chips from the U.S. company Micron. The country's leaders cite national security risks for the ban. They have moved against Micron after the U.S. and its allies have iced out China's access to microchip technology that could go into sensitive military equipment. Krispy Kreme has 12 sweet surprises for college and high school graduates. Seniors wearing their graduation robes or the class of 2023 accessories can get a dozen free glazed donuts on May 24th, and that's this Wednesday. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 86 points. It sits at 33,340. S&P is up by 9. The NASDAQ up by 78 points. Competitive climbing took over downtown Salt Lake City this weekend. The World Cup for Sport Climbing happened at Pioneer Park. Competitors from around the world navigated tricky routes up the wall, and at least two U.S. climbers took home top honors. Now, the events drew a big crowd with vendors, food trucks, and live music. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:56.
Advanced Window Products. Affordable windows from their factory to your front door in 8 weeks. Guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Grandma. What's for dinner?
Hey, honey, I'm making stew tonight.
Ooh, can Nina come over?
I'm not sure about our new friend. I wonder if there's been any drinking going on. Alcohol at her age can lead to so many bad things.
I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma?
This is hard. She's so young, but I know I need to talk to her about it now before someone tries to give her alcohol.
If anyone ever does offer you a drink, I want you to say no. I have too much respect for my family, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Really?
I promise, Grandma. I love you too.
Okay, how about tasting this stew and telling me what you think?
Some children may try alcohol as young as 9 years old. It's not too early to talk about drinking. For tips on how to begin the conversation, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
A good-looking drive on the Valley Freeways, an accident for Davis County drivers in Farmington. Highway 89 at Shepherd Lane, it's blocking a westbound right lane of travel, and a crash at 9th West, 1800 South, a new one just popping up. Looks like it's to the right. This is eastbound Main Street at Nichols Road in Davis County in the Fruit Heights area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, it looks like partly cloudy today with a high of 82 degrees, already nice and toasty downtown. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high of 78. Looks like our next best chance of showers comes on Wednesday. We have a 40% chance of showers and the high on Wednesday about 79 degrees. On Thursday, it's back to partly cloudy skies and just kind of a repeat of what we're seeing right now. The temperature back up to 81 by Friday, and it looks like a very nice weekend right now. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 81 degrees.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.